Ukraine's protests are dividing the body of Christ. Awareness videos are connecting missionaries with Russia. And Girls' Night is leading to gospel opportunities. We'll tell you where on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Civil unrest in Ukraine is growing out of control. Once confined to Kiev, it's now spreading to the pro-Russian part of the country. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says thousands marched in southeast Ukraine.
In my hometown in Zaporozhye, over 10,000 people showed up on a central square and they were trying to storm the building and they were brutally beaten. And I was told the riot police, they were brutally hunting anybody on the streets and beating them up, you know, cruelly.
It's a country divided, and it's dividing the church. The young support the protesters. The old say, yield to authority. Despite the division, Rakhuba says Ukraine is poised for revival. They're craving the gospel.
100,000 copies of Gospel of John in Ukrainian language were printed a little over a week ago. It's already gone. That's why they ask, they beg us now, they plead so that we can print another 100, possibly 200,000 copies of Gospel of John.
$50 provides 100 Gospels of John. Donate through a link at our website. Next, the big game, the Super Bowl, is just days away, and everybody's getting into the swing for preparations. For as much festivity as there is, there's a dark underbelly, too. Bethany Christian Services' Bill Blackwire explains.
Many people are ushered into these events for sex work. And the Attorney General said the Super Bowl is known as the single largest human trafficking event in the United States.
Officials estimate 10,000 women and child sex workers were brought in for the 2010 Super Bowl. How's Bethany intervening? First, they're raising awareness. Second,
Bethany's work with child trafficking we see as prevention. And we do get involved when children or even adults are rescued.
In other words, they help through family services and foster care. Because they're a ministry, too, the gospel plays a key role toward hope.
They see firsthand what it means for somebody to love them and care for them, something that maybe they have never experienced in their life.
This is Mission Network News. The birthplace of the Arab Spring takes another major step toward democracy. Tunisia has signed a new constitution removing Sharia law as the main source of legislation. According to Open Doors USA, some concerns remain, though. Islam is the official state religion, and vague wording in a new constitution could lead to problems for Christians. Pray that unclear language in the constitution will be fixed. Meanwhile, many people are unaware of the rich cultures that make up Russia. Send International recently released a video series on a diverse set of topics called Reaching Russia Together. John Wicker of Send Russia explains.
Our goal in producing the videos was exactly that, to help people see that Russia is, although communism made a lot of things the same across Russia, the buildings, the way cities are set up, there are many different diverse ethnic groups across Russia.
The videos discuss various needs of Russia as well as areas where Send is working. Check our website for details.
We're just really excited about what God is doing and looking forward to seeing more and more of the unreached people groups in Russia come to hear the gospel and to see a church established in those unreached people groups.
And for vulnerable girls in Latvia, certain friendships are more important. They're life-changing. Orphan Outreach is forming this type of friendships with girls from the Gjelgava Orphanage. During monthly girls' nights, the girls and Orphan Outreach team members share meals, make crafts, and talk about God. Latvia's broken homes and poverty put many kids at risk of human trafficking. Pray these girls' nights teach orphans about Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Ukraine and the rest of Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.